Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of Spooky Gals, the podcast where we explore all sorts of real-life paranormal and creepy occurrences, from ghost sightings and hauntings to reported alien and cryptid encounters, myths, folklore, legends, and more. Every week we'll cover a different true spooky story. We're your hosts. I'm Katrina.
And I'm Jasmine. Good morning, afternoon, and evening. Or some combination of the three.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh,
yeah, so you guys can't see it, but Katty's looking nice and toasty in her scarf.
I am.
Indoors at home.
I always wear a scarf. My house is cold.
It is quite chilly. I do remember it being rather chilly. Every time I would sleep over, I'd sleep on the sofa. And we would do this thing where we'd watch a bunch of horror films before bed. But there's a massive window next to where Katty's lounge is. So we would just kind of try and scare each other by being like, do you see that?
Yeah, you were the worst. I was like,
Katty, can you see those
and
eyes?
And then I'd be like, bye, off to bed, bitch. Stay here.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I forgot I'm the one who has to sleep downstairs. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice to see you looking nice and cozy, though.
Thank you. I miss how
cold it gets in the UK.
Yeah, it does.
Still too hot here.
It does.
It's about, I think in Hong Kong right now, it gets to the lowest it will get is like 17 degrees, if you're very lucky.
The lowest?
Well, I mean, right now. It'll get colder in like January.
Yeah, but that's like my house with the heating on.
I know. I know, but I think I'm still wearing a hoodie indoors because I'm delicate and I've lived in the Far East for far too long, so I'm weak and warm blooded, unfortunately.
So how are you?
I'm good. Had a okay week. I always love not going to work, so I didn't go to work on Monday. It seems like every week I'm like, I didn't go to work this week. But that's because everyone always has to take not extra days off. We all have to catch up on our annual leave because I guess everyone's had to save up days because no one's been going anywhere for holidays. At least in Hong Kong, I've not been able to fly all year. And no one has been. So like, everyone just has to take their leave sitting at home, doing nothing. So on Monday, I was morbidly hungover, which is not the best way to spend one of my last days off of the year. But yeah, other than that, it's been a pretty good week. I didn't get drunk last night, so I'm not hungover today. And that's what's important.
Yay.
That's all that's important.
I'm waiting for the day where we record and you're still a bit drunk.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
I would honestly be like, Katty, I can't. I can't.
All of the things you say. Sometimes you say offensive things when you're not drunk.
Yes.
So if you were drunk.
It's much worse when I am.
Yes.
Yes. I think one time I made someone cry on a night out and I just kept making it worse.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was. I didn't mean to.
Mm. You see, I'm like the friendliest drunk ever. Like it'll be 3 o'clock in the morning and I'll be like waving at people. That was one of my favorite stories ever. Okay. We were in a bar called Tom Thumb and it's amazing. Like I love it. We always end up here on a night out and it was probably like 3-4 o'clock in the morning and I was with my darling friend Philip.
Dear Philip.
And I wave at people just to say hello. And then this guy came, we were in a booth and this guy just like came and sat down. Cause apparently he thought that like he knew me because I waved at him. But I didn't.
Oh, no.
But, like, I was so out of it that I can only remember snippets of the conversation.
Oh,
and he was, like, telling us about how he was, like, a music... not a producer. He represented bands and, like, we should go and see his band play. And I was like, Yeah, Richard. Yeah, sure. We'll come and see a band. Yeah, Richard. And then with my eyes closed, I remember having my eyes closed. And like every 5 minutes, Philip would be like, Neville, his name is Neville, because Philip was a lot more sober than I was. And I'd still just be there with my eyes closed, like, yeah, Richard, yeah, like, so cool. Yeah, let's do it.
I've never seen you. I'm so jealous. I've never seen you like that. We never, like, I swear, last time we got drunk together was when we were 14 years old on Passover.
Yeah.
And you were throwing up on the way home, and then everyone blamed me for you being drunk. Because, of course, it was my fault. Just because I gave you the alcohol, right? Doesn't mean that I'm responsible for how you synthesize it.
Yes.
Okay. But that's a cute, at least you're a cute drunk. I can be a bit of a dick, I think, sometimes. These days I cry a lot, which is a fun revelation. I cry a lot when I drink for no real reason. Like something will set me off. One time my friend wouldn't give me a cigarette and I just bawled and they had to take me home.
Aww.
I'm not kidding. I was just like, but I want to smoke. They're like, Jasmine, you have asthma. I'm like, I don't care.
I would like to get drunk with you. So this week's episode is about a place that I know and love and I have visited. It is Edinburgh Castle. My sources for this were Wikipedia, edinburghcastle.scot, scotland.com, edinburghlive.co.uk, klm.com travel guide, inews.co.uk, and amyscript.com.
Amy's Crypt.
The Crypt of Amy.
It's a lot of whys in there. Okay, let's do this. I'm excited.
So I went to Edinburgh in January, which is terrifying that it's almost been a year. We went for Philip's birthday, and it was lovely.
Why is Philip always implicated?
I talk about him all
the time.
It must
have been freezing.
It was cold. I had a really bad, really bad cold. So much so that I used up like 8 packets of tissues on the train up there. And then when it came time to go to our hotel, the hotel was like really close to the train station. The hotel was on the Royal Mile and I nearly died because I could barely breathe anyway. And then those hills, it's so hilly. So I nearly died walking up the hill.
I've been to Edinburgh once. I don't remember it much at all. I was in boarding school and me and my friend Francesca, we bought wine and we got drunk. We weren't allowed to do that. We got on the bus back and we were smashed. But yeah, sounds like you had
I had an amazing time.
A sniffly time, but a good time.
It was great. And actually, like, I think my favourite day was going to the castle.
Well, I'm excited to hear all about it. I don't know anything about it, actually.
This episode, it's quite long, and it's very history-y, and it's got, like, all the shit that I love. Ooh. So I apologise if this isn't...
Strap in, folks.
I apologise if this isn't, like, some people's thing, but I love it, so piss off.
Your podcast, your rules, babes. No, it's cool. I'm sure everyone will love it, as always.
So, Edinburgh Castle is a historic fortress which dominates the skyline of Edinburgh, the capital city of Scotland, from its position on the Castle Rock. Archaeologists have established human occupation of the rock since at least the Iron Age, 2nd century AD. And there has been a royal castle on the rock since at least the reign of David I in the 12th century, with the site continuing at times to be a royal residence until 1633. From the 15th century, the castle's residential role declined, and by the 17th century, it was principally used as a military barracks with a large garrison. As one of the most important strongholds in the Kingdom of Scotland, Edinburgh Castle was involved in many historical conflicts, and there have been a total of 26 sieges in its 1,100-year-old history, giving it a claim to have been the most besieged place in Great Britain and one of the most attacked in the world. Though parts of it remain in military use, the castle is now a world-famous attraction, being Scotland's most visited and the UK's second most visited paid tourist attraction, garnering over 2 million visitors a year. There are a number of different buildings in the castle compound, including the Scottish National War Memorial, the National War Museum of Scotland, the Royal Palace, the Great Hall, the Prison Vaults, and St Margaret's Chapel, built around 1130, which is regarded as the oldest building in Edinburgh. The chapel was built by King David I in honour of his mother, Queen Margaret, who had died at the castle in 1093, and who was said to have performed many acts of charity and was later officially canonised as a saint by Pope Innocent IV in 1250. The castle also houses the Scottish regalia, known as the Honours of Scotland, the oldest crown jewels in Britain. Made of gold, silver, and precious gems, they were created in Scotland and Italy during the reigns of James IV and James V. The crown, sceptre and sword of state were first used together for the coronation of a monarch in 1543, when Mary, Queen of Scots, came to the throne. The iconic Stone of Destiny, used for centuries to inaugurate monarchs, is also on display in the crown room. Mary, Queen of Scots, gave birth to James VI in the Royal Palace in 1566, and he actually became King of Scotland at 13 months old. When he was older, James VI became King of both Scotland and England, as well as Ireland, when his cousin Queen Elizabeth I, who had actually had his mother Mary beheaded in 1587, died without an heir, and he thus brought about the Union of the Crowns, uniting Scotland and England under one ruler in 1603. Following this, Edinburgh Castle was rarely visited by the reigning monarch, but from the 1650s it grew into a significant military base. Defences were rebuilt and enhanced in response to the Jacobite Risings of 1745, and new barracks such as the Queen Anne Building were added to house the many soldiers and officers stationed there. Some 600 troops were housed in the new barracks, built during the Napoleonic Wars with France, which are still in use by the military today. So, with such a long, rich history as a royal residence, military garrison, prison and fortress, it is no surprise that there have been a number of reports of ghostly activity made by both visitors and staff alike in and around Edinburgh Castle. And indeed, it is considered one of the most haunted places in all of the UK.
I've been waiting for the ghost bit. Let's get this.
I had to set the context.
I'm very excited. I really hope there's a Mary Queen of Scots ghost, because I don't know if you know this, when I was in school, I wrote like a ridiculously long poem about Mary Queen of Scots for a history class. And she was like, well, this isn't like really history. This is more just Jasmine rambling for 16 pages. But she was very nice and gave me a book token.
Can you find it for us and we can upload it onto the Patreon?
I have the book.
No, the poem you wrote.
I got to find the poem. But look at the... You can't really... It's really good. It's Kings and Queens of Ancient Britain. And, like, there's even a little thing. I got the History Award in 2008 for my massive long poem.
Yay.
So maybe at some point I can read it for you guys on Patreon.
Please. Considered a formidable stronghold and military fortress, Edinburgh Castle was the most secure lockup in Scotland. As such, perhaps the most haunted section of the castle itself is the prison vaults located beneath the Crown Square, where thousands of prisoners were held in the cold, dark, cramped cells over the years. Some of the first people to be locked away in the vaults were Caribbean pirates, who were crew members of the infamous Black Bart, and had been captured off the coast of Argyll in 1720. The pirates had actually hoped to retire to Scotland, but instead they were caught, imprisoned, and then hanged for their past crimes.
Darn. It's a hell of a retirement party.
Yeah. The vaults became a place to hold prisoners of war in particular, and as Britain seems to have fought everyone at some point or another, known prisoners have held from France, Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, Italy, Denmark, Poland, and America, and were mostly sailors who had been captured at sea and brought back to Britain. A number of the Americans imprisoned at the castle had fought against the British in the American War of Independence, and there is actually an early depiction of the Stars and Stripes flag scratched into a door, which you can still see today. And as a pretty sad fact, the youngest person to be held in the prison vaults was a 5-year-old drummer boy who had been captured at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805.
Is he going to be a ghost?
There is a little drummer boy ghost, but you'll have to wait.
Fucking knew it. You know how I knew it? It's because there's always a child ghost in all these places. And they always come from somewhere.
There are actually two.
What? Okay, let's go.
Okay. The prisoners were kept in awful conditions, leading many to die through malnutrition, disease, or infected wounds, with their suffering, pain, and torment leaving behind a dark and heavy atmosphere. Many visitors to the prison vaults have reported feeling like they are being watched, and some have claimed to have seen shadow figures moving around, heard disembodied, hushed men's voices whispering, experienced sudden, unexplained drops in temperature, and even felt like someone was tugging on their hair and clothes. The most well-known spirit that apparently haunts the vaults in Edinburgh Castle is that of a prisoner with an especially unfortunate and tragic story. This prisoner was so desperate to escape from the castle that he chose to hide in a full dung barrow.
Sorry, it sounds like something I would do at work. Sorry, nothing.
Reasoning that no one would think, or even be willing, to search for him in there. He assumed that the dung barrow would be carried out of the castle and down to the Royal Mile, where he could escape to freedom, but his plan didn't go quite as he had hoped. His assumption of how they would dispose of the dung was incorrect, and instead of being carried out of the castle, the dung barrow was actually emptied by being tipped over the edge of the towering, rocky slopes of the castle rock, meaning that he plummeted to his death. Some say that his disgruntled, angry spirit remains at the castle, and that he tries to push some people off the battlements surrounding the edge of the castle wall so that they suffer the same fate as him by falling to their deaths. Luckily for those who come into contact with his spirit, they are usually made aware of his presence before he can cause any harm, as the strong and unpleasant stench of dung accompanies him.
Can I really just, for one thing, can I just commend you? There's so much to unpack. First of all, thank you for using the phrase dung barrow. I never thought I'd ever live to hear those two words put together. I've never heard the word dung used in application to human shit ever in my life. So this is a really special moment for me. Also, I just think it's marvelous. I just love the idea of just an angry shit covered man just trying to push people off the castle. Oh Lord, I need to go to Edinburgh. Ooh, please carry on.
Another spirit who met a tragic end at the castle and is said to roam its grounds is that of Janet Douglas, the Lady of Glamis. Janet's brother, Archibald Douglas, had married the widowed Margaret Tudor, mother of James V. This led to many problems, however, as Archibald took custody of James and virtually held him prisoner for 3 years, effectively controlling the kingdom by claiming to be acting on behalf of the young James. This means that when James finally escaped from Archibald's care in 1528 and assumed the reins of government himself, his first action was to force the Douglas family into exile. While Janet's brother had fled Scotland, she remained at Glamis Castle with a few members of her family, and she was summoned to court by the newly freed James V on a charge of treason for supposedly communicating with her exiled brother. Janet refused to appear, however, effectively forfeiting her innocence, and the king sent his forces to Glam's castle to bring her to Edinburgh. Although a woman of high stature, Janet was accused of witchcraft and trying to poison the king, the evidence of which had been gained through the torture of Janet's servants and friends. Sadly, nothing could save Janet from these baseless charges, and on the 17th of July 1537, she was burned alive on what is now the Esplanade of Edinburgh Castle.
Can I just say, so at first I felt really bad for that little shite James, and I was going to actually make a comparison to our wonderful Brittany. You know, Brittany, who was... I was going to make a comparison to modern-day royalty herself. But what a little fucking bastard. I'm sorry. Wow. He's a piece of work.
Mm.
Also, I love how people just used to burn women at the stake whenever they just weren't happy with shit that they did.
Yeah.
You know?
After the execution, a spectre known as the Grey Lady began to appear around the castle, roaming the halls and weeping, leading many to speculate that it's the spirit of Janet, unable to move on due to her traumatic, agonising death. It is also claimed that an unexplained loud knocking can sometimes be heard, thought to be the residual hammering of the workmen building the scaffold on which Janet was burned alive, a sound which would have surely tormented her while she prepared for her execution. There are at least three other ghosts that are said to haunt Edinburgh Castle, one of which is a black dog that is often seen running around the castle grounds before suddenly disappearing. It is believed that the dog is one of those buried in the small dog cemetery at the castle, where many dogs who served during warfare have been laid to rest. Another spirit is that of a headless drummer boy, whose eerie music could be heard drifting throughout the castle compound. No one knows who the boy is or why he haunts the castle, but his apparition suggests that he was executed by being beheaded. The headless boy was actually first seen in 1650, shortly before Oliver Cromwell and his armies besieged Edinburgh Castle, and seems to only appear when the castle is about to come under attack, perhaps as a warning or a way to alert those in charge of the threat that's on its way. The next, and perhaps the best known ghost that is said to haunt the castle, is the spirit of the ghostly piper boy. The legend of the ghostly piper boy dates back several centuries, when numerous long-forgotten tunnels were discovered underneath the castle, which apparently lead along the Royal Mile to Holyrood Palace, approximately a mile away. When the tunnels were discovered, there was a great curiosity to find out where they led, but the entrance was only small enough for a child to fit through. As such, they decided to send a local boy down into the tunnel and instructed him to play his bagpipes as loudly as possible while he walked through them. This meant that the people above ground could keep track of the young boy and trace his progress as he went, as well as map out the tunnel network at the same time. This seemed to work well for a while, but then all of a sudden the sound of the pipes stopped. Concerned, a search party was sent for the boy, but he had seemingly vanished, never to be seen again. Ever since his disappearance, however, many people have reported hearing the faint sounds of bagpipes being played far beneath the streets of the Royal Mile, all the way up to the castle. So, if you're planning to visit the incredible Edinburgh Castle, you'll be walking in the footsteps of many historical figures, from royalty to prisoners of war, who lived in and visited the castle over its thousand-year history, some of whom seem to have never left.
Ooh, I just got chills. That was amazing.
So that is Edinburgh Castle.
That was brilliant. I really want to just watch it. I want to go and watch stuff about it now. I love old castles. Mm. Old
it's places. Gorgeous. So it's just that, like, because all of Edinburgh is super hilly, It is like, mm-hmm. even once you're in the castle, like, there are loads of hills to walk up. So many.
Ugh, I hate hills. I mean, I've been to a fair few in London, like the old palaces and stuff in London. But I love, there's something about old Scottish castles. They're just so much more creepy. And there's just this pervasive kind of gloom about them, which is just so amazing, which I, no. So there's one witch. So, you know, my Nana, who used to live in Scotland. And now lives in Birkenhead, of all places. Please don't find my grandma, she's lovely. Anyway, so like, she actually lived in Argyll. So we used to go, my dad used to take us to all of these old Scottish ruins nearby there. And there was it Castle Lochlin, which I think is now completely decrepit. But I think it dates back to like the 1200s or something. And it's so cool. And every time I've been there multiple times in my life, maybe 8 or 9 times. Every time I go, it's always rainy. And you have to like trudge through this giant mud field to get there. And it's like a dense marshland. It's so atmospheric. I love Scotland. And there was somewhere else I've been, so many places. Like, I kept on thinking, whenever you're talking about like the prisons and stuff, like the prison vaults, I got really excited because one of my favorite places in the whole of the UK is the Inverary Jail Prison, which is in Inverary, Scotland. And it's so awesome. It's such a cool museum. Like, you don't get those kinds of things.
Because you go down into the vault, and it's like set up how it was maybe like in the 1800s. And so there's like lots of hammocks like squished together, and it's like dark and candles, and it's really, really cool. Very cool. So thank you so much for listening, and we hope to have you back for next week's episode. If you want to get in touch for any reason, just to say hello or to send us a story of your own true paranormal or spooky experience, please email us at spookygirlspodcast@gmail.com. And also make sure to like and follow our Spooky Girls Facebook page, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also check us out on Twitter at spookygirlspod and on Instagram at spookygirlspodcast. If you want to support us further, then you can become a patron by going to patreon.com/spookygirls. And from as little as $2 a month, you gain access to bonus episodes and other awesome content that we have planned for the future. Thank you all so much, and we'll see you all next time. Stay spooky. Goodbye. Bye-bye.